on the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $1.50. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $1.50 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Jess Kelly, the social media addiction trial. It's an extraordinary trial going on in the US at the moment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this has been going on. We're in the third week of it now. And this is one of the big bellwether cases. It's been compared to what we saw not that long ago against big tobacco. But this centres on a 20-year-old woman. And she and her team are saying that social media was designed to be addictive and had negative impacts on her mental health. The reason this is so important and the reason why I continue to talk about it all the time is because it is not focusing on the content on social media. It's focusing on the fundamental design of how these apps work. So if you have ever been on Instagram or on YouTube or on TikTok, you'll know that one of the key parts of this is the infinite scroll. Mm-hmm. You never complete it. You never finish it. There's always something else waiting for you there. We know the dopamine hit that people get, and adults as well, not just kids, from likes and comments and friend requests and all the rest. And so that's why this is so important, is that this is not content related. It is design related. And as I said, it hangs on the head or the shoulders of a 20-year-old woman. She's 20 now. She's known by the initials KGM, and she testified in the court over the last number of days. And some of the details were shocking. Cameras aren't allowed into this court, but some of the journalists reported that some of her testimony actually caused members of the jury to cry. There was reports that members of the jury were wiping tears away. The key parts here are that when she was 6 years old, she became addicted, in her words, to YouTube. She started using Instagram at 9 years old. And as a result of that, she has developed what she's calling an addiction. She's also been diagnosed by her therapist, who's also testified in the court, with general anxiety disorder, social phobia and body dysmorphia as well. Mm. And we need to bear in mind that this is one young woman. But this case was already settled. TikTok and Snap have both settled with this woman out of court. We heard from Mark Zuckerberg 13 days ago. He appeared before the court. He took serious issue with some of the evidence that was brought forward before the court that showed internal conflict at Meta, or Facebook as it was at the time, by some executives, some of the engineers, some of the teams, about sort of the metrics that Meta were working towards, i.e. attracting younger users, getting these younger users to spend more time on the platform, and also some of the initiatives that were being done. This echoes what we heard from Frances Haugen. You may remember the former Meta employee who turned whistleblower. She
actually interviewed her for News Talk Breakfast a couple of years ago. Extraordinary woman.
Extraordinary woman. And what she put out into the world and what she alleged was sitting in meetings, seeing documents that showed executives in these firms knew full well that negative content was better for the platform because it elicited a stronger emotion from the user. So if you were sitting down and you were watching cute cats all the time, that was nice, but it wasn't going to keep you hooked on the platform. Things that encouraged rage did elicit and kept people on. So this case, as I said, it's not just about the content. The woman at the centre of this said she was spending 16 hours a day on social media. She was creating multiple Instagram profiles to like her own posts so that her like numbers would go up. Mm. It's that addictive spiraling behaviour. We are going to continue to watch this because the outcome of this will be significant. If this court rules in favour of this woman, not only will there be a financial payout, but more significantly, the platforms will have to fundamentally change how they work. Now, this ties into what the European Commission has already is already advising and looking at, particularly in the case of TikTok. Their preliminary ruling a few weeks ago stated that TikTok was addictive, again, not just for kids, but for adults alike. So we are at a very important sort of turning point now in the journey with social media. It's ironic and it's weird and it's wonderful in some ways that it's taken so long to get to this point. But we are hoping over the next few weeks that we will hear from both sides fully. We've already heard, as I said, from Mark Zuckerberg. We've heard from the CEO of Instagram. We had been expecting to hear from the CEO of YouTube, but that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. So it'll be interesting to see how this sort of comes to a head. But regardless of what happens in this case, there are plenty more coming. This is one of a number of consolidated cases that cover 1,600 plaintiffs, 350 families and 250 school districts in the US alone.
Okay. Give us your tech tip for the week, Jess.
I'm fed up with my electricity bill and I'm sick of looking at how much we are wasting. And I'm hearing all of these top tips on what you should do and all the rest. I heard an ad on the way into work this morning during breakfast about when to put your washing machine on. My top tip, get smart light bulbs. I don't know if you have smart light bulbs, but I am a divil from when I get tired at night. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going up to bed and I leave all the lights on. Very bad thing to do. I bought smart light bulbs, have them in every room of the house. And now when I'm in bed and I'm all cozy, and I'm too lazy to get off my tush and go downstairs again, I can just turn them off from my home.
You know, there's a switch on the wall that you can do that with.
But effort, Shane. I like doing it from the phone, but
I'm
get
so bad. And I think it's from when we were kids. My parents used to give out to us, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
That when I leave a room, I turn off the lights. Even if there's people still in the room.
Oh, you're one of those.
So, oh, no, it's annoying. It's not that I'm... I do it automatically. My kids go, we're still here.
Yeah.
And I'm, oh, yeah, sorry.
No, I think smart light bulbs, they are very affordable. If you have a Google Home or if you have an Alexa device, you can pair them with that. You can pair them with your phone. It also means that if you are away or whatever it is, you can trigger the lights to come on and off.
Yeah,
highly
which is
recommend.
Good from a security point of view.
Exactly it, yeah.
Your tech rec.
Tech rec this week is, I'm sure everybody has fallen off the wagon with the New Year's resolutions at the start of March, but there's an app. I've been a huge fan of it for the last few years. It's called My Life. It's completely free and it gives you a health score. So it'll ask you questions about your lifestyle, your diet, your habits, whatever it is, and it gives you a score. And it encourages you and motivates you without being too corny and pushy to boost your score. So it'll give you tips and tricks and insights on what you should eat, how much movement you should have in your day, how you could build up your movement. And what's great is as you complete tasks within the app, you get points. You can use those points then to enter raffles for really good prizes. I've seen a few people now taking part in fun runs and all the rest with the community that they've met on the My Life app. So I would highly recommend it.
Okay, Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. Thank you for all that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.